Hello, and you are listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory. Red Rabbit is an unusual place, where answers and questions are often the same, and where one hole leads down to another. A place brimming with secrets, buried treasures, and hidden puzzles. Be warned, if you are satisfied with the obvious, this is not the podcast for you. However, if you do choose to stay on the journey, you will find the secrets of Red Rabbit. Fare thee well, brave travelers, and most of all, welcome to Red Rabbit.
Episode 11, Way Past the Future. You are in Phase 3. I think we need a bigger moat. You find a letter in the folder that Billy the Captain Hobbs has left for you.
Dear James, how elated I felt receiving your letter. It was as if a great weight had been removed from me, and now free of it, my body airborne in life, floated above Kent, and might even travel as far as Sussex. I can't believe you trust my story, and based on credulity alone, if I were you, I'd hardly believe it myself. For I am by my own admission, and as I have boldly professed on many occasions about my own nature, skeptical, James, as you well know, and thereby would enter agreement that this truth being undeniable, that it is altogether condensed best this way, that I declare that without ownership of personal experience, my own words scream nothing short of lunacy, and condemn equally the teller and the listener. And oh, James, James, how I've worried that I too had fallen into the same madness as King George.
How relieved I was to hear of your similar experiences then. I was particularly taken by your account of the young lady, this young lady appearing as if out of the mist, along with those young men. Of course, if I hadn't myself come across him, that ghoulish thing in the form of a gentlemanly doctor appearing to me in the back alley, this thing who knew my name, who wanted me, whose moral conscience seemed so far removed of humanity as to make me think him more of a wolf or an arachnid, and thus spare the human title from being bestowed upon him altogether, end his boundless moral perversion, and thus let it suffer certain degradation by being attached to such a cruel specimen. This same personage, with Nero's crazed smile, with a tongue for telling of perverse science, and other such madness as to incite in me such an ominous foreboding that bordered on paralyzing fear. Well then, good sir, I'd not believe you either. How I wish I could pass off the man as some imbecile, some lunatic, but by Jove, the man struck in me a certain fear that could only be attributed to his own truth. He ran off into the night while I was still entranced by his malicious prophecy, and that he knew my name. And by the time I had caught up to him, he had already boarded the train toward England, speaking of his monsters with joy and love. What will happen to him now is no matter. It is what happened to him then, if I am right to call it that, which frightens me, James. His crimes are done. But oh, how that moment of clarity lacerates me still. Yes, I feel it again. Oh, I am sorry, James, to be lost in such madness again, but I cannot help it. How that man's fetid smile, the gap between his parted lips as he spoke, those twisted things, that gap leading down an abyss, I can't imagine from where the words came. And oh, the things he told. Men hurtling through clocks, searching for utopias, twisting the fabric of nature for nothing but fanciful illusions. But it's treachery. You speak of it as some ideal. But the world that these people will have wrought is not pure. If you turn their story into some hopeful allegory about certain progress that you think will bring us hope, that is your right. But all I can see is deceit and illusion, trickery that match the works of Iago, a bow wrapped around an endless prison, James. It's some dark vision of Plato's work. Only it's as if the cave had hands and teeth, and this man, he is the creator of said cave. And his past our future.
I just can't agree with your perspective as to see it as hopeful, James. I am sorry. The monster that that monster created. It is not something that I think we should aspire to. You are free to write about it as you wish, but I will not let the vision of such a depraved personage be dressed up as decent in my prose. I will not look to such progress with any sort of anticipation. Problem is, who will believe me? Even you, who do believe me, lack my perspective. I am screaming in a dark cell thousands of miles underneath the ocean with a cloth wrapped around my lips. But I will try. If the truth cannot be believed, then I will rely on allegory. Oh, that monstrous man who presented himself. Such a sophisticated, such a decent man of science. Yes, a refined gentleman. What a trick he played. And as he spoke to me and revealed to me the horrors of his past, I knew then what I know now. I will tell of this man named Roe. Yes, this Dr. Rose Island. I will tell of this man's village in the sky. And let the world of today laugh at me. It's no matter. I will write of his terrible decision to drag others with him to this twisted, orbiting island deep within the cosmos' deepest abyss. And if you are right, my stories will perish alongside the corpses of a million false rumors. But if I am right, James, if I am right, and this man be more Pandora than Muse, then my stories will speak to those this man has trapped, and perhaps will be their salvation. Best regards, Herbert, 1893.
Thank you for listening to the Red Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, Ticket Hickory, reminding you to always listen and watch carefully. Until next time, brave travelers.